Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth into to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, my.
Come on, give a all day.
He never stopped working. He never stopped. He never stopped working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. He never stopped. He never stopped working. He never stopped. He never stopped working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working.
The things of the past, you never stop, and the visions, the dreams of the past that seem so far away and seem so big, and now they've come and they're here today. No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring by my spirit and by my power, it shall surely come to pass. The things that I've planned and the things that I've purposed, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my spirit I'm making the way. And by my spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day. For I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás, déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Shalom, everybody. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Praise God that we come here tonight to share the truth of God's Word, hear the good news, hear what God is doing. He's on the move. He's touching lives. He's changing people's lives. He's healing them. He is delivering them, and praise God, he's saving them each and every day, praise God, as we are in the times of grace, God's way to salvation and life, not man's way. Today I got some of my moments of the book, I think it's called, the ministry for my tracts I get. And I got one, and it says it right. Religion says do. Jesus says done. Amen. Very clear by the truth of God's word. Well, bless each one of you. Praise God for each one of you in the chat room. Brother Andrew, Sister Connie, and Sister Jeanette, bless y'all. We pray for all the others by phone and by Skype or Facebook. If we can come together in the name above all names, our glorious Savior and coming King Jesus. Hallelujah. How much we need him. How much we're understanding we need him. Need him for sure for salvation, eternal life, but we need him daily. Daily to live the lives we're living and be able to be a light and a witness, be in this time of this world that is just going nuts, going crazy. Such in heaviness, it seems like this more of a presence or darkness or heaviness came when the blood moon came. And that so much praying and so much praying for our loved ones and for our children and for you, brothers and sisters, and things that you're facing and coming against our families and standing up in the name of Jesus. Very, very clear and understanding that we stand strong in the name of the Lord and praise his holy name. Well, praise God, I have to report to you it was my first time to minister in front of a church, a building, a church building, a church here in Dublin. Praise God, Calvary Fellowship, my pastor and associate pastor, or sister pastor, they were, and other men were gone and went to a retreat, and they came back on fire. They came back changed men. God moved upon them about something, how to treat women, how to treat their wives, how to treat their loved ones, their family, their children. And it is amazing what God's done and how they were changed. And you see the change in them, that the Lord touched them, and that God made a way that me be a humble servant and let the Lord move. So when they were up there being ministered to, and the Lord, they sitting at the Lord's feet at the little church, there was people being ministered to. God was moving. And the, one of the biggest messages was that when we try to do things, we try to do it man's way and the world's way and whatever, we mess it up. But when God's doing it, it will be right and it'll come out right. And there was people that were touched by that word. And that we understood that we need the Lord. That we understand why we have so much problems in government, in our court system, and everything else, because that was only set up for God-fearing men, not everything else we got going on. When you have sinful, prideful, arrogant people involved, you're not going to get the ways of, or fair judgments or anything like that, and that's what we got going on. It's very clear that the things that God set up as systems to take care of problems and all, it has to be by godly people, because the ones that are not, and they're not concerned about you. They're only concerned about themselves. They're concerned, what am I going to get out of this deal? But us, we're supposed to show mercy. We're supposed to show grace and love. We're supposed to have no offenses between one another. And you don't want an offense, because they're all set on fire from hell, because they bring the kind of nature and the character the following has. But in the times we live in, as we see everything falling apart, just remember, but God, remember, we are to seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and you'll find him. That it is important that you understand what this is, that the Lord is such like a pearl of great price or a treasure found, and that you have to dig it out, that you have to make effort, that you need to be in his word. So important these days. I mean, I'm just amazed about all these people that have all these books and all these tapes and everything else. And I'm going, well, God gave us the right. I mean, I think he gave us plenty of word and revelation. What, do they have a special revelation or something? I don't think so. I think we should be focusing more on God's word. He clearly is teaching and showing us that the little church, we are doing it line upon line and precept upon precept, chapter upon chapter, led by the Holy Spirit. And the others, of all others, there's probably some stuff out there good. But, you know, the other day I was listening to a couple of pastors and somebody asked a question. Well, I got a couple of books like this, or I got a couple of series or something. I go, why don't you just take them to the Word of God and show them? Show them what God said. We don't need secondhand news. We need to be focused on the truth of God's Word, or we will be deceived. Very clear by the Word of God that we need to know that we need the discernment of the Holy Spirit these days. And again, as I say, that any word we get, revelation, dream, vision, whatever it is it lined up with the Word of God? Is it confirmed by God's word? I can tell you, everything we have received between me and Sister Brenda, my wife, it has always been confirmed by God's word. I think that's very key. And be alert to that, because it's time to narrow things down. And it's time, you'll see in this message, to seek the Lord. And don't look to the things to the left, or don't look to the things to the right, or don't look at the waves roaring, or whatever else is going on too much. But focus on the Lord. Very important. Welcome back, sis. Praise God that God makes the way to y'all, but stay in here. Lord, we pray you watch over the chat room and the people be able to sit at your feet, that you make a way to be able to stay in the chat room and pray against the enemy in the name of Jesus, against anything he would try to mess with the connections or the airways or anything, Lord, or the equipment. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you watch over us, Lord. That we depend upon you, Lord. We understand that. We only come in the name of the Lord like David did when he faced Goliath. I don't come in my name. I come in the name of the Lord God, because he's the one who stands up for us. He is the one who does the battle. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit. And the main battle we do is what he's called us to do, to be prayer warriors, to pray, intercede, have an attitude of prayer, everything, all that's going on, especially for people. Souls, I mean the individual people, not so focused on about the nation, or you think the countries are going to stay. No, they're going down. That's what his word says is going to happen, because of their not responding to the Son of God and the one who is King of Kings, and what they're doing to Israel. They're going down. We need to be more concerned about people's lives, individuals. Because that's what it's going to take to come to Christ and have eternal life, is one-on-ones. I mean, it has to be between the person, not government, not a whole building or church or anything. No, it's each person in a relationship with Jesus, the true living God, as we saw many examples. And you'll see some in this message tonight, just like the sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary, and the places, and it had a relationship with the Lord. And then when it was that someone saw something they were doing more than the other, you go, well, Lord, Mary, she's just sitting here. Why don't you get her to? She's looking for the better things. She's sitting at my feet and learning. The food and stuff can be cooked and clean, whatever, can wait. But this is important. And then later, it's Martha. When Lazarus dies, he's in the tomb. It's Martha that's seeking the Lord. So she learned the lesson. See, that's all part of what life is. And what life is really about, totally, is finding your Savior. Understanding that you're lost, you're a sinner, and you face God's wrath and judgment forever because of the nature of sin. Now, we have many that point out the fruit of sin, and it can be different things. It can be pride. It can be lust. It can be stealing. It can be mean. It can be hate. But the real problem, what Christ took care of, is the nature of it and everything else of that nature. Sin, period. Christ did. And that's what's important. You understand, he's the Savior. He's the one who died for all our sins. Don't have to name them one by one. You couldn't anyway. Over your life and your time, no way. You have to come before the Lord. And that you say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. thank you for dying for my sin. And you took care of it, praise God, and it's under the blood. Now, we as believers, there will be times of growing and maturing. Now, there will be a place where the Holy Spirit reveals something because he's going to show us about righteousness. And then we go, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for saying that, or forgive me for getting mad at that person on the road and calling them names or whatever. And then you go and you learn how we're supposed to be. And that's part of growing. So that's what's important. That's that there's the true repentance when the Holy Spirit reveals who Christ is to you, and we as sinners say, yes, that's right. The way we're going now is wrong. I need you, Jesus. And then later there could be a place that in that growing and maturing in our life kind of repentance is only for us in this new nature that the Holy Spirit revealed it, and we grow and mature, but it has nothing to do with salvation. That comes once, and that comes with a life change, a one-time event. And then after that, we grow and mature, and we be what God wants us to be that he had planned for. So it's very clear. Christ is the one who saves. Christ is the one who keeps us. And Christ will be the one who gets us home. Understand that. Nothing about ourselves. People need to know that very clear because there's so many messages and people out there saying different things. Christ makes you who you are, not yourself. What's required of you is to believe and accept what Jesus has done and born again by his Spirit. That's what you got to get a hold of, and praise God, you're going to be at peace. You'll have hope. You will have peace past understanding. You know what that peace is? That peace is that you know you're saved. You know you're forgiven, and you will never face God's judgment and wrath in this world or the one to come that really matters more than this world. It's for a short time, and that's very important. And it's all because of Jesus. He's the only one that could. He was God and man. He had to be a man to be part, to be the sacrifice for us, to pour out his blood, wash away our sins, praise God. He took care of it. The only way of remission of sins is through the blood of Christ poured out, his life given, paid as a ransom, so that we be forgiven and set free from the evil one and that nature and break the power of that nature. Now, part of that is Paul identified that we would know of Christ of his suffering and that we would know of his glory. It's very clear because we now, as born-again believers, dealing with this flesh still, dealing with this flesh still, even as born-again believers, that's part of our suffering that we long for and want to be like the resurrected Christ and to be in his presence. Because that's our destiny. That's the eternity. That's life. But now we have to be humble. And we have to be the light and witness, even in the times we're living right now. Because people need to know. Because there is going to be a time when the Lord's going to shut the door and say, okay, this is time. Time to get my church, time to get my bride. And that time's getting closer, brothers and sisters. Because one thing the Lord has been revealing to different ministries that seek out and look at the things what the Lord is saying to the nation of Israel, well, those are coming very quickly. And we have to be out here before that happens. And we will be. It was amazing. I was watching, I don't know if you keep up with Rock Island, and he does pictorials of the things, and he's showing about the book of Daniel and talking about the 70 Jubilees and the different things. And one thing he even pointed out is what the Lord was saying, what he said in Isaiah, and then he said it again in Luke, I do believe, where he says, I've come to set the captives free. And he goes into all that, and then he says, at the favorable year of the Lord, and he stops. He stops midway in this word. Because the next part of the word says, and then will be the day of vengeance of the Lord to all the wrongdoers and sinners. You see, we're in that time right now. We're in that time of God's favorable time, the time of grace. But when that time's over, it will be God's vengeance. He will take care of all who reject him. It's hard to believe that people would reject the one who gave them life. the one who created them. It's really amazing you think about. But praise God that we know the truth. God has revealed. He's revealed it to his sons and daughters by the mighty Holy Spirit. And then he pointed out another place that John 14, when he's speaking, I think it's John, it might have been John 5. Yes, John 5. They said, I come in my Father's name, and you don't receive me, but you will receive one who comes in his own name. Well, who's coming in his own name? That'll be the fallen one. That'll be the beast. That'll be the Antichrist. So the Lord was showing so much. Even more is being revealed, brothers and sisters, through his word. Through his word and what it means, and it's laying out. And it means we're getting very close. That means the Lord's coming. Hallelujah. By all that we see going on and all that's happening. I mean, I don't know if you've heard here, they're talking about because Russia is blockading the ships for food to people in the world. The U.S. is talking about blowing up the Black Sea Fleet. Talking about blowing up Russian ships. And then over to Israel, how much is that getting really revved up? You've got the nation of Israel and their biggest exercise ever, military exercise. You've got the U.S. in Israel doing exercise. I'm talking about attacking Iran. This is getting real. It really is exciting, really, for us as believers. And we long for and look for the Lord to come, our Savior, our glorious King. And we want to be out of this old world, be out of this old body, and be resurrected and glorified and not face this stuff anymore. But we're here because God wants us here right now. But we long for the Lord. We long to be home. We're excited. But praise God, the Holy Spirit comforts us. He comforts us in this time, in our suffering, as humble servants, as our Lord Jesus was. That we have to follow in his steps. Praise his name forever. Glorious Savior and Lord. But anyway, it was, so that's that. And the other part I heard was that they moved up their armor right up to the border of Lebanon. Because they're finding new intel that the Russians have been giving missiles and things to Hezbollah. Israel's getting ready to move. And I think, you know, like I've told you and shared with you, I think that Psalm 83 thing's coming together pretty good, and it was sure set up for the Antichrist to come in and say, okay, now we can, I mean, these guys are, you know, taken care of. Now we can have peace, or Israel look at that. And then they'll see this guy, and he's going to come in and say, okay, Israel, we're going to let you have a temple. Boom. How much will they like him? How much will they trust him and believe in him? As compared to what Donald Trump did, this man talking about going to let them have their temple. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Because I'm watching right now that if major war breaks out in Israel, lift up your heads. Look. Because that's what the Lord told me. He says, when you see the start of major war in Israel, look up. I'm coming for you. So we will trust him. Amen. Praise God. But anyway, it went pretty good, the service. There's some trials. There were some, you know, things of things weren't coming together. The only enemy trying to come against us and keep me from sharing, but God made a way, and it touched people's lives. And out of it, as one of the couples, the man was up in the place up there, the base camp, and God got a hold of him. And then his wife was here out of the message I was sharing, or the songs I was sharing about. This was then and this is now. And see, we're not in the then anymore. We're in the this is now in Christ, as that song says in Casting Crown. But it moved upon our heart. The Lord moved upon our heart. Anytime you bring God's word empowered by the Holy Spirit, life will be changed. They sure will. Praise his name. Well, bless each one of you. I thank God for y'all. And you sit here and be humble, and you see that they're talking about the food going away. Sis Brenda's or it's Brenda K. Smith, I do believe, Sis Connie, or it's on mine too, I think. You couldn't find it? then you could try mine. Let me look at it real quick. Mine is mine, Sister Connie, is Buddy Smith, and I have Brenda K. Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Hang on, let me look real quick at hers. You know, it's funny. You put up stuff. I mean, you talk to people, whatever, and their names are not up. You got to type them in, and the ones you talk to normally. Let's see here. Well, she's somewhere here. Where are you at, dude? That's crazy. Okay. Yeah, it's this Brenda Smith in Dublin, Texas. Yeah, it's this Brenda. No, this Brenda Smith. I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's Brenda Smith in Dublin, Texas. Brenda Smith in Dublin, Texas. And you'll see her face. I think she has a red shirt on and smiles and glasses. And mine's Buddy Smith at Dublin, Texas. And it should be there somewhere. No, it's this Brenda Smith. This Brenda Smith. Yeah, it's this Brenda Smith, okay? I was wrong. I thought it was Brenda K, but it's Brenda Smith. It's what they have it at Facebook. Brenda Smith at Dublin, Texas. Okay. But anyway, praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and start this ministry tonight. I mean, start tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise and honor you. Already you're present. Already of the urgency you have called us to. And the people need to come know you, because Lord Jesus, you're the only way, truth, and the life. There's no other answer. What's the important answer? And that's eternity. There's no way to settle or deal with what kind of nature we have when we're born, influenced by the fallen one, imprisoned to the fallen one, and chains to him. That you, Lord Jesus, are the only one that can set us free. You're the only one that can wash us clean. And Lord, that you reconcile us, that when you paid the ransom to set us free, and Lord, you bring us out of the kingdom of darkness into your wonderful kingdom of light, that we are, our eyes are opened up, our hearts are opened and changed, praise God, that you bring us alive, our inner self, or the eternal us inside that you made to be eternal, Lord, filled with your spirit by belief and faith in you, Lord Jesus, that others would come to know that tonight. Father, we thank you that we still are here to share the message, but at the same time, you know our heart, that we long to be with you. Lord, we're excited and understand and have a longing and what that really means. Thank you, Lord, as the Spirit is revealing more and more, more revelation, more truth, and that we see and know the days we're in, and we just honor and praise you. We pray that you guide us by your Holy Spirit tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to serve you, whatever you call us. Lord, we thank you for saving us. We thank you for delivering us, and we pray continue to heal us, Lord, with everything coming against us. We pray against any kind of spirit of infirmity, any kind of disease, a sickness, or anything of the curse of this world. We pray for healing and strength and air in our lungs to breathe, Father. We're very grateful that we'll be led by the Holy Spirit, because the only way we can do this is with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for loving us, Lord. Thank you that you said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm a God who stays, and I stay eternally. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you again. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'll have to check, sis. I'll have to check on that. Okay. Why don't you, I am friends with you on Facebook. If you don't let me see your post. Well, it should. It's supposed to be friends. Hang on a second. Let me find out what's going on. Try to get that settled. Okay. Okay. Consuelo lovers. Mm-hmm. Oh, there, okay. Consuelo Lavarez, okay. Consuelo. Thank you, Jesus. Well, sis, I don't see in my deal, so send me another friend request, okay? Sis Connie, send me another friend request. Is it the one with you see the picture? Is it, because I had another account that somebody took over one time. Is the one with the me smiling with the hat on? Is it a picture with me with a beard and my hat on and smiling in the picture? If it's not, it's not me. But send me another prayer. Send me another friend request. But I didn't. I looked through the friends deal. I didn't see in my list. So I don't know if you have my new Facebook or the other one that somebody took over. I pray not, but yeah, send me another prayer, another friend request for the one at Buddy Smith in Dublin, Texas. It should be a beard and a hat and a big smile in the picture. Okay. All right. Now, praise God. Tonight's first song is a word. Understanding the kind of relationship we're supposed to have with the Lord. And I was looking and understanding when we'll read these scriptures, what this word means. And the word of the praise song is abide. And it means it's a verb, abode, abiding, abided. And the definition is to remain, continue, stay. That's what we're supposed to do. And the Lord does abide with me. To continue in particular condition, attitude, relationship. Amen? Listen to this one. To wait for, wait, await, to abide the coming of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. And then here's the scriptures for this song tonight. 1 John 4:13. By this we know with confident assurance that we abide in him. And he in us, why? Because he has given us his Holy Spirit. Now, who is the Holy Spirit? He is the very life, the character, the nature, and power of God. And that he lives within us. So we abide in the Lord. And he abides in us by his Holy Spirit. Amen? And then John 4:15. Whoever confesses and acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. See, it's recognizing Jesus, and it's pretty well almost that you recognize Jesus, that he's the Savior, that the Holy Spirit's revealing who he is and what he's done. But you got to understand that he did come in the flesh, and that he was the sacrifice, and that he was the Son of God. As he says he was. Amen. And then 1 John 4:16. We have come to know by personal observation and experience, and we have deeply believed with deep, consistent faith, the love which God has for us. God is love. Perfect love. Everlasting love. Unconditional love. Love that casts out all fear. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides continually in him. And in Romans 5, verse 5, it says that God continually pours out his love abundantly to us through what? Again, the Holy Spirit. See, that's very important. That's what Christ told Nicodemus. You must be born again. Faith alone in me, who I am, what I'm getting ready to do on that cross, and 3 days later at the grave, and be filled with my Spirit, born to new life. Born again is what it means. That everyone that could be saved had to be born once and then had to be born again by the Spirit to come alive. Because that's the only one that Christ came to save of the created children of God. Not the fallen angels. Not Satan. They can't be redeemed because they sinned in the presence of God. For us, God has made a way. He knows how much he loves us. He's done everything he can do, and it cost him dearly, but he still did it. Can you imagine the God of the universe, the one that was perfect and pure and holy, would become a mere man, and then he would face the terrible things of man, all of it, upon himself, and then even face more, the consequences of our sin upon him, that he was judged, condemned for our sin, nothing of himself. But us. Praise his name. So we should understand and make a way to abide in him. Praise his name. Lord, I pray you make a way for Sis Connie to be able to stay in the chat room. Lord, make a way. Protect us from the enemy and all the kind of connections, any little niches or any kind of problems, and be able to stay and be part of the fellowship by their phone or by computer or whatever, Lord. You make a way in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
For my waking breath, for my daily breath, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You're the well that never runs dry. I am the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Where the Spirit leads as I'm falling, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You are the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. My strength, my song in the night. be all my treasure, pleasure my pride. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise his name.
When I pass through death, as I enter rest, I depend on you. I depend on you. Eternal life to be raised is Christ. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch. You are the vine. Draw me close in the evening. In life.
Amen.
Oh, under my pride.
I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Teach me. I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory to God, amen, amen. All right, sis, I'll look. I looked over, I didn't see one, so I've got your name and I'll look you up. But I don't see one in my notifications about you sending a friend request. So I don't know what's going on there. But I will, and if this is the name you put up here, Indigo Hayoka, and that's what you go by at Facebook? Okay, I'll find you. I'll find you, sis. Amen. All right, sis. Jeanette, are you ready to come and worship and praise as God has laid his hand on you?
Thank you, Jesus. And I'll find you and send a prayer request for sure, sis. I sure will. All right, bless you, sis. Thank you. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hey, sis.
Hi, brother.
You hanging in there?
Hanging in there, yeah.
Amen, sis. Well, praise God that the Lord has touched you enough to be able to worship and praise here because, you know, next week I'm going to be out of town. But praise the Lord. God's made a way for you to bring praise again, and we're very grateful for his healing hand. And, you know, it just riles me up because I see others in our family being attacked by the enemy, and I see your household being attacked. And we're going to pray against this stuff in the name of Jesus, that's for sure.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Okay.
Okay.
You go praise the Lord by faith. Hallelujah.
Wake up, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, choose your heart above all else. Make a name the world remember. But all an empty world can sell its empty dreams. I get lost in the light when it was up to me. To make a name the world remember. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't want to live a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. I've only got one life to live. I let every second point to win. Only Jesus. All the kingdoms built, all the trophies won, will crumble into dust when it's said and done. Cause all that really matters. Did I live the truth to the ones I love? Was my life the proof there's just only one whose name will last forever? And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I only got one life to live. I let every second point to him. Only Jesus. Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name to remember. Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name. Jesus is the only name to remember. And I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. And I've only got one life to live. I let every second point to him. Only Jesus. I don't want to live a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus. keep fighting in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again, yes, who I am, because I need to know. Ooh, you say I'm enough when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am proud when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe. The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my destiny. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am proud when I am falling short. What I don't belong, so you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. Taking all I have and no one lay it at your feet. You have every failure, God, you have every mild victory. Oh, you say I am loved when I can feel the pain. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am found when I am called. When I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, how I believe what you say of me. I believe, oh, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. Call back the sinner Wake up the saints, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every hour longing for our King, we say he will soon come. Lord Jesus, come. He was so good. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice. All will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. You're the bride waiting for a groom. Will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We say he would soon come. Lord Jesus, come. He would so come. Lord Jesus, come. Do we wait? We wait for you. Lord, we wait. You're coming. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be at church, we'll be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, he will soon come. Lord Jesus, come. He will so come. Lord Jesus, come. He will so come. Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen, sis. Thank you. Praise God that you've made it through. Praise God. The Lord is touching you.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you,
my
Jesus.
Voice. Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
I hear you singing too. You know, the Lord is able. Well, bless you, sister.
Amen.
Thank you. And we'll get back with you at the end. Just go ahead and rest your voice there. And we'll get back with you at the end of the service, okay?
Okay, brother. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, sis. Bye-bye. Praise God. The Lord is good, brothers and sisters. All the time, God is good. All the time, God is good. Amen? All the time, God is good. Praise God, he is. He knows exactly what we need when we need it. And he'll know exactly when he's going to take us out of this world. And we'll be ready to go. All right? Okay. The message tonight, and the Lord put on my heart, and understanding, because so many people seem like they have been distracted, and they've been focused on too much. Even myself, I have to catch myself and, yeah, it's all right to check on things and pray, but don't get so wrapped up in all
the things that are going on in the world. We don't have big enough shoulders to take care of them. We need to be who the Lord wants us to be. And we'll learn from the lesson from the Word of God how important this is. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ for such a time as this daily, because it is a relationship. It's from day to day. It truly is. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love is given to us daily because we all need it so much as we live and breathe now. Amen? For our Heavenly Father, from our Heavenly Father, the Son of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, in the ever so present Holy Spirit. Amen? This week, thinking about and pondering about as we live and breathe, that why we need to seek Jesus daily to keep our focus on him. Not to be like Peter, as we all identify with. As well as we all identify with. When his crossroad of faith came, he was doing something that really man could not. But when he sought the Lord Jesus and wanted to be with him, he was able to walk on water like his Savior and Lord could do. Amen? But when he did, there was going to be a lesson and a test for Peter and all of us too. Let's look. Matthew 4. 22 through 33. All right? 22 through 33. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, he directed the disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. While he sent the crowds away, after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was already a long distance from land, tossed and battered by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, which is about 3 to 6 a.m., Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in what? Fear. Because you don't see men walking on water every day. Maybe with skis or something like that, but not just walking out there on the water in the ocean, a sea that's being tossed to and fro with big waves and wind. But you see, God knows what we need when we need it. And they cried out in what? Fear. But immediately, he spoke to them saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." What overcomes fear? Love. God's concern for us. His mercy for us. His grace for us. That overcomes that fear. Amen? Peter replied to him, "Lord, if it is really you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the effect of the wind, he was frightened and he began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus extended his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O you of little faith," and caught him, saying to him, "O you little faith, why did you doubt?" The Savior's right there, our glorious King and our God and Creator, right there. But you see how much the old flesh and the nature of sin messes us up. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased.
Then those in the boat worshiped him with awe-inspired reverence, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. That he had authority and power over everything of this world and creation and probably the fallen one, bringing these kind of things against them. So when Peter knew it was the Lord Jesus, he was so excited, and he wanted to join him out on the water. I believe he wanted to experience what the Lord was doing, that it was something they had never seen, to be able to walk on the water in a lake that was in the midst of a storm and wind causing great waves, that when he stopped that wind, I put that back, that's funny, that when he stopped the Lord Jesus and kept his eyes and heart on him to trust and believe what Jesus told him and step out of the boat into the water that so could easily drown you the way it was for him, drown him. That it took faith and courage that truly comes from God only. He was actually walking on water, not swimming, but truly impossible by the facts of physical realm. But God, in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, was making this happen. Now, like I said earlier, this was going to be a test and a lesson for Peter, but for all of us too. Amen. So Peter was doing really good when his focus was on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off his God and Savior, what happened? Verse 30. But when he saw the effects of the wind, he was frightened, and he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. Brothers and sisters, I have a picture of that right there, of the Lord looking down as Peter's sinking in the water, and his hand is reaching out to save Peter. Hallelujah. Like us too, brothers and sisters, when we focus too much what is going on in this lost, dying world because of sin and the curse of it, we are frightened, and we too begin to seek. When this happens in our life like it was happening to Peter, Peter here, let us do what he did. If we get in that place, let us do what he did. He cried out, Lord Jesus, save me. That is what everyone of God's created children needs to do before it is too late for them. I pray all listening tonight and in the archive, you truly do have this settled by believing and trusting in Jesus Christ, the Son of God personally, that you know and believe he died for our sins and poured out his blood so that we be forgiven of our sins. He even took the punishment and wrath of God for all our sins. And because sin has to be dealt with, and it will be either now by the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, or you will face the judgment and wrath for your sin, for rejecting him for all eternity. God have mercy. So in this place of Peter crying out to Jesus to save me from drowning, the spiritual truth is much more. Save me, Jesus, from sin and death. That's how serious it really is. People need to understand. Save me, Jesus, from sin and death. Because that's what you'll face without Christ. Because that's the kind of nature you have. You have the same nature of the fallen one and the fallen angel. God have mercy. The nature of sin, the curse of sin. You've got to be changed. You've got to be set free. So the test came, and a powerful lesson was taught. Let's look, verse 31.
Immediately Jesus extended his hand and caught him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? A question to all of us now. For such a time as this, with so much happening, so much chaos, so much trouble, all around us, when we focus on that and seek that too much, we can be like Peter too. Amen? The point about this word doubt here, what does it mean here? Listen to what it means. And you see if you can see other places, and then I'll be sharing. Allowing yourself to be drawn or seek in two directions. Very humbling when you think about what applies to this. Just a couple of truths. Matthew 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And what is mammon? Money, possession, fame, status, and whatever is valued more than the Lord. Again, two directions, which is doubt. When you try to do it yourself and not in faith in God, you cannot serve God in mammon, which is money, possession, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord Jesus in your life and heart. Amen. Wow. It sure opens up what we see in our world and the reason for fear and panic. It has all been taken down or away. Just like what God did in Egypt, destroying their trust, faith, and their pagan God of the things of this world instead of the true creator. And God. Amen. So my advice for all of us is to seek the Lord Jesus and be saved and to live the life that God has for us and forsake all these things that make us doubt or be pulled or distracted by all we see. Like Peter, what Jesus told him and us now. Oh, ye little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you go in the two directions? Why am I the only, when I am the only way and direction you should be going? Amen? Now, another important truth about this word doubt. Amen. James 1, 2 through 8. And what is the caption for this word? Testing your faith. You're going to be tested. We're going to be testing until the day the Lord takes us or we pass and go to the Lord. Verse 2. Consider it nothing but joy. My brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. Oh, hallelujah. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing. If anyone lacks wisdom to guide them through the decision or circumstance, he is to ask our benevolent God, oh hallelujah, who gives to everyone generously without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him or her. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help. You got to ask in faith and not doubting that God is willing to help you because he loves you. For the one who doubts, now listen to this, the one who doubts, remember what we said, the one who doubts is like a bellow surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind in all kinds of different directions, at least two. For such a person ought to not think or expect he will receive anything at all from the Lord.
being a double-minded, being pulled in two different directions, restless in all his ways, in everything he thinks, feels, and decides. That shouldn't be us, brothers and sisters. That would be a person that is, I don't think, is seeking the Lord or caught up in man's ways. Because there's no peace. There's no direction. There's no solid path without seeking the Lord and knowing him. So we all will be tested, our faith daily, and come to pass to test and grow and mature in Christ. We all better seek him. But we must ask for wisdom, daily for wisdom, in faith, without doubting, being drawn in all kinds of directions. The main two we are deal with doubt and faith. But we should know and believe the one way by faith, God's way. Amen? Because his wisdom in faith without doubting is knowing God's willingness to help because he loves us. And know we need him in our lives daily. Amen? Starting to learn and know more and more we need him. And he is here with us in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwells in us. And the truth of his word empowered by the Holy Spirit as we walk and live the life he gave us. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Now, what is the definition of seek? To go in search of, or in search of or a quest of. To seek the truth. To try to find or discover by searching or questioning. This is what our God and Creator wants from us, to seek him for salvation and life. He gives, which is eternal. When we have done that, then to live the life he wants for us for such a time as this. Amen? Like the song I shared last week, that was then. But this is now. New life in the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So by the mighty word of the mighty word of God of truth, Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. But from there, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him in your search for him with all your heart and all your soul. But from there, the place we are right now to search for and seek the Lord our God right now as we live and breathe, for the times we are living should be abundantly clear, we need him. Amen? How are we to do this? By the truth of the word. You will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. You have to be all in, not wishy-washy or double-minded, but seeking and focusing on him, the living word of God. Amen? Job 5, verse 8. As for me, I would seek God and inquire of him, and I will commit my cause to God. Amen. Learn. Let us learn from Job and know what he's talking about, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen? I would commit my cause to God? So, brothers and sisters, what should be our cause? The will and purpose of our Father in heaven through our faith in the Son of God empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Psalm 14, verse 2. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there's any who understand, act wisely, who truly seek after God, longing for his wisdom and guidance. Well, we need that, don't we? I pray that as the Lord Jesus looks down from heaven and that he sees us acting wisely,
by truly seeking after him, longing for his wisdom and guidance in our lives for such a time as this. Amen. Psalm 22, verse 26. The afflicted will eat and be satisfied. Those who diligently seek him and require him as their greatest need. Well, praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. Hallelujah. So we see here, as the Lord Jesus gave us a message, how much we really need him. This comes to those who diligently seek him and require him as a greatest need. Not just for salvation and the life to come in heaven, but right now. Right now, as all the lies and deceptions and temptations come at us each day, seek him daily through the power and life of the Holy Spirit. Amen? When we do this, what will he do through this? What will he do through this? Well, I mean, what will we do through this? Excuse me. When we do this, what will we do through this? We'll praise the Lord Jesus. Amen? Glory to God. Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I've asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty, the delightful lovingness, and majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. I pray this for all of our cries and prayers to the Lord. Amen. To see and know this and want this, it only comes one way. It comes through him, our glorious Savior and King, Jesus. Psalm 37, verse 6, better is a little of the righteous who seek the will of God than the abundance of riches of many wicked godless. Yes, the simple life, not caught up in the ways and the life of this world, but seek the will of God in our life daily. Amen? Psalm 37, verse 17. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds and sustains the righteous who seek him. Amen. Now we know and see how important it is for all of us to seek the Lord. Amen. You surely don't want your arms broken by the Lord, the righteous judge for sinful and wicked. This does not mean only physical, but spiritually forever. God, have mercy. Seek the Lord Jesus now, and he will be found by you for salvation, eternal life. Amen. 28, verse 5. Evil men do not understand justice. Do we have that going on? Oh, yeah. But they who long for and seek the Lord understand it fully. They understand that he is the righteous judge. And everybody that's sinful and wicked deserve the judgment they get if they don't turn to him. It is amazing. I heard it said, talking about in the court of the Lord, it's like Jesus is the advocate, the intercessor for us. And as the devil comes, and of course he accuses the brethren, that he says, I've already taken care of it. And the Father who loves you, can you imagine, a judge who loves you, he accepts what Jesus said. When the enemy brings some against you, oh, that's under the blood. He's my child. Be gone, Satan. And the Father says, not guilty, because it's all about Jesus. Praise God that he stands in as advocate until we get resurrected and glorified, I can tell you that. Evil men do not understand justice, But they who long for and seek the Lord understand it fully. Yes, we truly do. And the cost for God, justice for us, was at the cross of Christ. As he took care of the justice we all face because of our sin. When Christ, who knew no sin, took our sin upon him and was charged and sentenced, not for anything he did, but for us and all our sins. He faced and went through the punishment for our sin to make us justified in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Through his life and blood, we are saved and have the life he gives us all who seek him and know him. Jesus Christ, amen. Jeremiah 29:13. Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as the most vital necessity, because he really is. He is the eternal vital necessity. And you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. When you seek him with all your heart, you will find him, Jesus Christ. Amen. What we'll all have to do, all have to know, it is to be daily. Amen. Hosea 10:12. So with a view of righteousness, that righteousness like seed may germinate, reap in accordance with mercy and loving kindness. Break up your uncultivated or fallow ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord, and to long for his blessing until he comes to rain righteousness and his gift of salvation on us. Amen. This is what the whole world should be doing, repenting and believing in Christ now. Because if you do not, this is what the Word of God says to. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, this is the place you don't want to be. Remember the way you've got to come to the Lord, and you'll understand what this means. Hosea 5:6. They will go with their flocks and their herds to seek the Lord diligently, searching for him, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them. Why has the Lord withdrawn from them? Why can't they find him? The key. Refusing to hear their prayers. Crying out to him. But why? Why would God do that? Because of the unrepentant. The unrepentant are the ones who think they can do it. Or they have to help Jesus save themselves. Or it's in their pride, in their arrogance. You've got to come humble before the Lord. You have to come to the place of knowing that you're a sinner and you do not meet God's standard. It's only in Jesus, his son. Or it says here, God don't even hear the prayers because they're worthless without a humble heart. So we see it is only God's way. If you do not come to the end of yourself or the ways of men and Satan, then your prayers are not even being heard. You have to come to him, seeking him, and to know him as Savior and Lord, knowing how much you need him, and humble yourself before him, your Savior and King. Amen. Know your place. We got so many people think they're greater than God. God have mercy, what an attitude. Or think they are the ones that can fulfill everything in this corruptible flesh? No way. Without faith alone in Christ and born by the Spirit, what God has required. He makes us who we are. Understand that. Matthew 6:33. But first and most importantly, seek aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, not the things of the world or their way, but much higher place and goal are the things of God in heavenly places. His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. God's way is for us to seek, to aim at, strive after his kingdom and righteousness, his way of doing and being right, amen, in our daily life. Mark 2, verse 17. When Jesus heard this, he said to them, those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but only those who are sick. I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. And who are the sinners? Who recognize their sin. And humbly seek forgiveness. Humbly seek forgiveness. Amen. Again, you see the showing like the Lord showing in the word, but it's spiritual meaning. Because there's a terminal disease that's greater than cancer. A terminal disease is greater than Ebola. Whatever it is, that's a killer in the flesh. But sin is a killer in the spirit. Eternal death. That's what the Lord's talking about. Everybody's looking at the natural things, but no, when God spoke, it was spiritual. He looks at the whole picture. He covers it all. He's the only one who can. It's impossible for man. It has to be God. He's the one who has to do it. He's the one who has to reveal it. Not ourselves. We got to empty ourselves, and Lord, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. We need you. We can't do this. We need you. Amen? Luke 5, verse 32. I did not come to call the self-proclaimed righteous, who see no need to repent, which is turn from your sinful way and turn to God's way. To see who the Savior is, and then ain't pointing the eye at ourselves, it's looking to the one who was on the cross and 3 days later rose again. That's the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's what repentance really is. But sinners, to repent it, to change their old way of thinking, to turn from sin. That is, turn. That's what it means, turn. Change your mind. That's what God did. Seek. And to seek God and his righteousness. And when I said that, it was places that God repented about making mankind and how evil they were. Change his mind about it. Not that he's in sin, but he was about ready to get rid of them a couple of times, and Moses had to remind him. Because he was so upset. Because of the kind of sin with his very presence there, especially in the wilderness for Israel. So having true repentance, turning from our old way of thinking, to turn from the nature of sin and to seek God in his righteousness. Amen? John 4, verse 23. But a time is coming and is already here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit from the heart, the inner self, and in truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. Can you imagine that? The Father in heaven is seeking and looking for us. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's like the picture of the prodigal. His son was in a place that was simple, and he was almost counted as dead. And then he was looking, and he sees him coming down the road, and he runs after him. He runs to him and wraps his arms around him.
Get that picture, because that's how your God is. That's how your Savior is. I pray we all are, and that our Father seeks such people as we are to be his worshipers. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's house, Sister Elias. I just saw. Praise God. Bless you, sis, for being here. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love and unselfishly seek the best for one another, just as I have loved you. That we seek the kind of nature and the character and the kind of things that Christ did, and in the power of the Holy Spirit that we do. Amen. This is part of that seeking we should be doing daily. Only by the Holy Spirit we truly can, as the Lord Jesus does for us. Amen. Acts 17, verse 30. We get a drink. Ah, that's good. Acts 17, verse 30. This, I don't know if they can answer if they're not have a free, if they have a free account here. They have to sign up for an account. I've never seen her respond, so I think she can come in here, but you have to sign up for a free account to be able to be in the fellowship or speak in there. So you might want to tell her that too, that you got to sign up for the free account at Blog Talk Radio, like y'all did. Okay. I think it's a sister, because Sister Erica, hadn't seen her in a while. I need to check on Sister Erica. But she came, and she's a friend of Sister Erica. Acts 17, verse 30. Therefore, God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. Oh, do you? Well, I'm not sure. I thought it was, Sister Erica was talking like it was a sister. I'm not sure. But, I mean, only if he or she signs up for that free account at Blog Talk, then they can speak in here. But we thank God that they're here listening, and bless them. Therefore, God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. But now, see, God overlooked and disregarded the former ages of ignorance. But now the time we're living. Listen to what it says. But now. Oh, okay. Amen. But now he commands all people. God commands all people everywhere to what? Repent. He commands all people everywhere to repent. That is, to change their old way of thinking, to regret their past sins, and to seek God's purpose for their life. Go in a new direction. And that only happens by faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit to be able to go that direction. Amen? To seek now God's purpose for our lives now, not our self purposes, not man or Satan's purposes, not our government purposes or even the religious purposes, but God's will and purpose for all of us daily through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Romans 12, verse 12. Constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Oh, yeah, we have much to rejoice in, to know that we will not face eternity without Christ, to know that we will not face what we all deserve because of Christ. That we will not face the judgment and wrath for God forever. God have mercy. But we have confidence and hope in our life and peace in Christ. Steadfast and patient in distress, even when we go on to rough times or whatever. Devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. You see what the Lord's telling us to do? These things, all these things we need daily. Number one, devoted to prayer and have an attitude of prayer, amen? Number two, continually seeking the Lord, his word, amen? Number three, wisdom from God. More than men, right? Amen? Number four, guided by the Holy Spirit, amen? And number five, strength of the Lord Jesus to make each and every day until he comes, amen? To make it through each and every day until he comes. Amen. Grace, grace, God's grace. Amen. Ephesians 4, verse 30. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, by whom you were sealed and marked, branded as God's own, for the day of redemption. Hallelujah, what a day that will be. And what will that day be? The final deliverance from the consequences of sin in this old flesh. Father, we pray that you help us to do this daily. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek which is good for one another and for all people. Amen? Just like the Lord Jesus did for us and showed us by his example to seek him in the path of life. Amen? Hear this clearly. Now, for such a time as this, in such a wicked and evil world and very dangerous, you need to be reconciled to God through faith alone in Jesus Christ and born again by his Spirit. Knowing to seek him is truly know him as your Savior personally, who he is and what he did by pouring out. Come on, paper. Pouring out his life and blood for us, because you do not want to face this without him, because you will. Listen to this word. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Dealing out full and complete vengeance to those who do not seek to know God, and to those who ignore and refuse to obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ by choosing not to respond to him. God have mercy. But this is the truth. But God does not want you to face this. Come to him now. Seek him. And you will find him. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God, to please him. Whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Amen? Hebrews 13, verse 8. Keep praying for us, for we are convinced that we have a good conscience, seeking to conduct ourselves honorably, that is, with moral courage and personal integrity in all things. Yes, each of us here
to keep praying for one another. So we too will be seeking to conduct ourselves honorably in all things. Amen. 1 Peter 2, verse 22. Since by your obedience to the truth you have purified yourselves for sincere love of believers, see that you love one another from the heart. Always unselfishly, think the best for one another. Because that's what God wants for you. Amen? The next three scriptures have a common theme. Not our will be done, or seek our ways for doing things, or daily life, but whose? Let us all see the answer. Revelation 2, verse 5. So remember, the heights which you have fallen, and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your simple behavior. Seek God's will. Do the works you did at the first, when you first knew me. Otherwise, I will visit you and remove your lampstand, the church, its impact, from its place, unless you repent. Because that's not what God wants out there for the people. He wants them to know the truth. Amen? Seek God's will. Revelation 2, verse 16. Therefore, repent, change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your simple behavior. Seek God's will, or else I'm coming quickly, and I will make war, fight against them with the sword of my mouth in judgment. Again, amen, again, seek God's will. Now, where is that in the Word of God? Who's come against? He's going to come against the people of the world, all the kings, the commanders, and the false prophet, and the beast. People, they don't need to go, need to know God's will. Not living in sin, but turning to the Savior. Starting to wonder how many of these churches are even believers. Revelation 3, verse 19. Those who I dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent your inner self, your old way of thinking, your simple behavior, and again, seek God. Amen? So, the Lord Jesus, speaking to all these churches and to us today as his true church and body, not your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior, are we to seek daily in our life, but seek God. Will daily, amen. So we now know and see that we are to seek the Lord Jesus for salvation, eternal life. And when the Holy Spirit tells us and shows us by the Word of God as we are sinners, then the quest to seek and search was on for the greatest treasure you will ever receive from God. Like the pearl of great price, to know him, the Son of God, and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, as we have done that, it is time to live the new life he has given us, the will and purpose we should seek daily of the Father in heaven. Praise God. We have eternal hope for this. Jesus Christ, our advocate in heaven before the Father, and praise God, the mighty Holy Spirit in us. What we need
to be doing for such a time as this is to be seeking and listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling us and teaching us as we now live for God and not ourselves daily. Amen. I finish this truth and message for such a time as this with these three scriptures. Galatians 5, verse 16. But I say, walk habitually in the Holy Spirit. Seek him. Be responsive to his guidance. And then you will clearly not carry out the desires of your sinful nature, which responds impulsively without regard for God and his precepts. In our daily walk or our new lifestyle in Christ, we need to seek him, the Holy Spirit, and be responsive to his guidance daily. Amen. If you do not know what the rest of the verse says can happen, we surely don't want that. Amen? Colossians 3, verse 1, put on the new self. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Amen? Father, that we seek you and ask you to help us keep the right focus, seeking the things above where our Savior is, your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us seek him and focus on him until he comes for us. In Jesus' name, amen. The last scripture pointing to us going home and not facing God's wrath and judgment, amen. Zephaniah 2:3, the Lord, search diligently for him and regard him as the foremost necessity of your life. All of you humble of the land who has practiced his ordinances and has kept his commandments, seek righteousness, seek humility, regard them as vital. Perhaps you will be hidden and pardoned and rescued in the day of the Lord's anger. I can tell you now, I've seen that word rescue very much, a lot lately. And there's no perhaps in Christ. This was in the prophet, but it has come to pass, and the Savior has come. He makes us who we are. Understand, you are saved, and you have eternal life. You are forgiven and washed in the blood, and you have the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit within you, and you are ready for the Lord's coming. If you have faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit, don't let anybody tell you the difference. It is because of Christ, not by your performance, but who he is and how we stand right standing with the Lord God. Hallelujah. Because I know there's people out there telling people, oh, you got to be a certain way if you're a believer. No, Christ makes us who we are, not ourselves. At least anybody boasts, and anybody trying to keep you in captivity to the things of the law. God is greater. Christ fulfilled it all. We better focus on the Lord and quit listening so much to men. We better know what his word says instead of what men say it says, especially if they're not filled with the Spirit. They don't even know the truth because only the Holy Spirit can reveal it. And this is serious. This is a matter of life and eternal death. God of mercy. People saying that you got to be a certain way. Only in Christ. Only in Jesus makes us who we are. Understand that. We are in right standing with God, but until we get resurrected in glorified bodies, we are not in right performance. stands before the Father, our advocate. Read it, 1 John 2. It blows you away when you consider how much we need him and his shed blood. Because God hates sin. He hates the nature of it and what it has caused in this world and for us, his children. And it will be dealt with severely. Now, truthfully, it was only because of the rebellious one, Lucifer, that is now Satan, and the fallen angel. But it will be for everybody else that chooses to go his way. Because nobody can yell ignorance no more, because God has commanded all to repent and turn to Jesus. It's not a suggestion. It is the command of Almighty God. And you know, people need to learn their place. Because if they don't, they'll find out. Hey, believe it or not, I pray they come to know their place. And that we humble ourselves before a mighty, righteous, and holy, loving, merciful God. Because without him, we're nothing. It'll be just an existence. It'll be what I have said, death, period. And whatever all that is what the Word of God says it is. So know that you're ready. If you're a born-again believer, and faith alone in Christ. Because remember, when you're born again, you have the very spirit that rose Jesus from the grave, and that makes us able to be changed and resurrected ourselves. Because we have the life of God. What he calls, that spirit's going to burst forth, and we're going to have a new body and glorify. And then the other thing we just read in Ephesians 4:30, it is the final, the day of redemption is the final consequences of sin in this flesh. No more. That will be fulfilled, brothers and sisters, will be totally fulfilled. The total completion of redemption. Now, there's a reason that God has us, as Paul says, identified with his suffering. Us too. Like I said, part of it is that we're still here. We're still here. And we have to walk the path that Christ walked. Humble. Being a servant. Not lifting ourselves up, but lifting him up. And growing and maturing and being the light. That's the big one, being the light. Letting God's light so shine through us so others can come to Christ. Because we know the answer. We know the way, the truth, and life, and others need to know, either by words or action, or by our prayers. But there is a day coming. It's coming soon by all that's happening and what God's revealing. He's going to take us home. And then it'll be over. Hallelujah. It'll be settled. And we'll be in the presence of the Lord. Praise his name. Jude 24 is only one chapter, right? Yeah. Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceedingly joy. Thank you, sis. That confirms it. See how the Lord is moving the Holy Spirit? He wants you to know. Not based on you. It's based on Christ. And be grateful. Because he didn't fail. We did. We will. Only Christ. And that's what the Holy Spirit's going to tell you. Now, men that are not born again, they can tell you different things because you don't understand God's word because it's spiritual. It's a lie. And they get half-truths. And we got all kind of names of different kind of churches, the denomination, every because of it. It all supposed to be faith first, focused on Christ. Not man and what they do, but your relationship with the Lord. I can tell you, it's much more important to be a born-again believer than it is being a Catholic or being a Presbyterian or being a Baptist or being a Methodist. That doesn't matter compared to Christ and that you're a believer in him. Now, you can go to those places, and I pray they're teaching the truth, and they're filled with the Spirit. But the key is your relationship with the Savior. And that's the most important thing. Because that has to happen one-on-one between you and him. Hallelujah. The Lord wants everybody to know this. Seek the Lord Jesus now. Search diligently for him and regard him as your foremost necessity, most vital. Regard them as vital for such a time as this. Amen forever. Praise his name forever. And what the Lord wants people to know, hallelujah, and that it's him. And we lift up him, and we know he's our Savior. We know he has his word, and he keeps his promises. No one else, nothing else, but Christ and Christ alone. Hallelujah. That we would seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory.
I won't relent in my pursuit for you. Matter what comes, I will seek you. I keep running, I keep chasing after you. Because I'm so in love with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. How can't we be? Amen. Here's the second part now. Hallelujah.
You won't relent in your pursuit for me. No matter what come my way, will seek me. You keep running. You're chasing after me, cause you're so in love with me.
Amen. That's your Lord, it's your God, your Savior, your coming King. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
How can it be that the great I am, so in love with me, I can't comprehend it. You're so good to me, I'll forever praise and gaze upon your majesty, your majesty.
Amen. Glorious one, he is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory!
I won't relent in my pursuit for you. No matter what comes my way, I will seek you. I keep running. I keep chasing after you. Cause I'm so in love. So in love with you.
Hallelujah.
How can it be that the great I am is so in love with me? I can't comprehend it. You're so good to me. I'll forever praise and gaze upon your majesty. Upon your majesty, how can it be that the great I am is so can't comprehend it. You're so good to me. I'll forever praise and gaze upon your majesty. Your majesty. Amen. Hallelujah. Our glorious Lord and King. Hallelujah, Lord. Your majesty, you're worthy. We bow before you. We look to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to seek you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And we abide in you, and you abide in us. Hallelujah. I make this vow, Jesus, here and now, that I will seek you. I will search, I will chase, running to your name for all my days, lifting your praise. Holy, holy is your name. I make this vow, Jesus, here and now, that I will seek you. I will search and I will chase, running to your name for all my days, lifting your praise. Holy, holy is your name. I make this vow, Jesus, here and now. I will seek your, I will search in a chase, running to your name for all my days, lifting your praise. Holy, holy is your name. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy is your name. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is your name, Lord. How can it be that the great I am is so in love with me? I can't comprehend it. Good, good to me. I'll forever praise and gaze upon your majesty, your majesty. Amen. I'll forever praise and gaze upon your majesty, your majesty. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Your majesty, our majesty, our glorious King of glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You and me are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. This is now. It's not then anymore. This is now. When we thought sin had closed the door, our Savior is standing on the shore with his arms open wide. That he took our cross. That he took our crown. That he went to the grave and conquered death, hell, and the grave forever. This is now. This is the time of God's grace, mercy, and love. To all who call upon him, all who will seek him when the Holy Spirit reveals him, don't reject him when the Holy Spirit reveals who Christ is to you. I pray you receive him. You don't want to face the vengeance and wrath of God. You want to receive his love and mercy and grace. You want to receive all that he has planned for us and has created for us, his children, the ones that are special in the eyes of the Lord.
Why are you special? You've heard me say it, and I'll say it again. Because you believe in his son. You believe that he is our Savior. You believe that he's coming back. And that you're longing for his coming. How can anybody that really is a born-again believer not longing for Jesus? How can that be? But God knows the hearts. Now, many could be deceived and caught up in the things of this world or the religious spirit or whatever it is. So many churches don't even speak about the end times, and they should be. They should be talking about Jesus coming. Oh, we ain't gonna say, we're afraid people gonna leave. Well, someone's got to get their attention. Got to share the truth of the word. Jesus is the heart of prophecy, it says in Revelation. Very important. How can people be excited? How many people looking and longing for the Lord to come and get out of this old world? This is not our home. But the Lord has us here now. And he will come for us. But there should be a longing in our hearts. And the Holy Spirit to comfort us when we are aching and hurting and want to be with our Lord. Want to be with our loved ones. Want to be with all the faith, all the ones that went before us in faith and that we identify and that we learned and understood what they faced that we do too. Hallelujah. Praise his name. And this is the reason why you can. Praise his name. All things are new. Did you know that, brothers and sisters? Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Know who we are in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Glory. I have heard you can't stand with broken and make it whole again. Where he is the pieces of my heart, what can you do with them? Because I can't hold them all together anymore. Amen. We need Jesus. So I've let them fall, surrender to the flow. Why? This is why. You make all things new. Thank you, Lord. You make all things new. Have mercy and love. Do what only you can do. Only him. And make all things new. Amen. Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. Oh, you hold us all together in your hand. Hallelujah. I surrender all I have and all I am. Amen. Come on now. You make all things new. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. You make all things new. God of mercy and love. Do what only you can do. You make all things new. Amen. Hallelujah now. Proclaim it. From the ashes, from the dust,
I will rise up, rise up. Out of the darkness, into light, I will rise up, rise up. From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness, and into light, I will rise up, rise up. Oh, things new. Hallelujah. You make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. The mercy and love. Do what only you can do. And you make all things, all things. You make all things new. Amen? Yes, the Lord does. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And in that song, it talks about he gets us all together in his hand. And the Lord wants you to know and hear this word of what kind of loving hands God has. Remember, the Son has the scars of love on his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. By the word of God, what he wants you to know as we live and breathe right now, as we're in the times we're in, even all we're facing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But do you not believe me? So you do not trust or follow me because you're not my sheep. That's what he was saying to the people that wouldn't believe him. Now, this is you. The sheep, John 10, verse 27 through 30. The sheep that are my own, hear my voice and listen to me. I know them. They follow me. And I give them eternal life. And they will never, ever, by any means, perish. And no one will ever snatch them out of my hand. That's the words of the Lord. Do you believe him more than what men say? Believe his word. The kind of life that God gives is eternal. Not temporary, but eternal. Oh, that's his hand. His loving hand with the nail scars to prove it. And then he goes on, my Father, who has given them to me, is greater and mightier than all. Oh, hallelujah. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one in essence and nature. Praise the Lord as he gives us that word. Now, in the time we're living, and as we get ready to pray, that you need to understand this too. Whose battle is it? Is it your and mine? Or does it belong to the Lord? Amen. The battle belongs. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory! Amen. Proclaim it. Know the truth. And all I see, the battle. You see my victory. Amen. See with God's eyes. when all I see is the mountain, you see the mountain move. Amen. As I walk through the shadows, your love surrounds me. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing to fear, for I am safe with you. Amen. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. In every fear I lay at your feet, I'll sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And if you are for me, who can be against me? Yeah. For Jesus, there's nothing impossible for you. Amen. Come on now. When I see are the ashes, you see the beauty. When all I see is a cross, God, you see the empty tomb. He sees it all. It's complete, finished. Hallelujah. I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Hallelujah. Know who he is. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Oh, mighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow. You win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. So when I fight on my knees with my hands lifted high, oh God, the battle belongs to you. And every fear I lay at your feet, I sing through the night. Oh, God, the battle belongs to you. Amen. Oh, God, battle belongs to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, that's truth, brothers and sisters. That's the truth of God. That's what he's saying to us. Oh, you don't face whatever you face alone. The Lord God is with you. We come in the name of the Lord, not our own name. And where is our battle? Is it with guns and knives and weapons? No. It's with the mighty Holy Spirit and the sword of the Spirit and the word of God and our faith in Christ. And you think the weapons of this world of man can stand to the things of Almighty God? No way. God is greater. Our weapons is on our knees and praying. That's the kind of weapons that the enemy does not like. When God's people start praying and crying out, the prayer of the righteous availeth much, because God honors the ones that have the hearts that want the Lord's will be done and to tear down the things that are evil and stand up against these evil things that are happening until the Lord comes. Hallelujah. Our best weapon is prayer. Warfare. Hallelujah. Yes, we have the shield of faith. We have the helmet of salvation. Our feet shod with the gospel. Breastplate of righteousness. But we have our offensive weapon, the sword of the Spirit. The mighty word of God is what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. And who lives within us? The living word of God, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, get excited about what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. All right, praise God. Let's see. Still praying. I know where you're still standing, Sis Connie, but I did find out more information about tax returns and refunds and all that. It's all being delayed. But it's all in God's hands. I mean, it's really sad about how things are happening, how our government's being run, how, you know, they've lost it. Pretty well they've lost it. And we definitely have to pray that God intervenes. I praise God, and I give a cross up for the y'all's prayers for me Sunday that I prayed. I have to tell you, again, interesting, the same week, well, I'm going to be gone for the graduation next Friday. I will not be here. I'm going to remind Brother Elvie. He'll be probably putting up an archive of probably one of my messages or something. But that next Sunday, the 30th, it looks like I could be preaching again at my church. So continue to pray. We're seeing as God leads. And we have a good report. We pray for Don's mother, Anna. She's doing much better. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Pray for the men of the church and for receiving refreshing. And they did. Praise God. And like I said, one proposed to his girlfriend, and they're going to get married in July, Lord willing. Please pray for Sis Connie's husband and that he will be given generous and kind to her and give her, you know, share some of the things that God gives us through whatever our jobs and whatever else. That we don't want to be no hoarders, that we're supposed to share and have a heart of giving. How's that doing, sis? We pray for Zach and pray for April for healing and what they're facing in the name of Jesus. And the Lord put this on my heart. I don't know if y'all have been discerning this, but I've been sensing a lot of control, a spirit of control or spirits that control in the body of Christ or our family, especially in believing and trusting man instead of the living God. No. So the Lord has told us to pray against the spirit of pharmacia and witchcraft, and I would add Jezebel. Pray against some evil spirits. Tell them to leave in the name of Jesus and our families' lives and friends' lives and trying to mess with us, too, in the name of Jesus. Amen? Because Christ is greater. And they have no place where we pray and the Lord intervenes. Hallelujah. There is a lady from one of the other churches named Miss Dixie. We're praying for her granddaughter that she's on a ventilator. We're praying for comfort or healing in the name of Jesus. And we're praying for Brother Kevin and Don. They're having real trial with their car and trying to get it fixed and for guidance and for wisdom and favor for the Lord that would get fixed so they can have a car and that God intervenes on that. Anybody else have any other prayers before we go to the Lord in prayer? I know we got to give Sis some time to finish out what she wants to share tonight. So we'll go to the Lord. As we prayed truly in that song, battle belongs to the Lord. He's our mighty fortress. I mean, he's with us through all. He hears our hearts. He hears what we're going through. He knows. He's not caught off guard. He knows everything about us. And he's a God who loves you. That's what you got to know more than anything. When Jesus was talking about what he was talking about, that's love. Nothing can separate us from God's love. You can't even separate yourself if you're really God's child. I mean, the prodigal son tried, but he came back. Even out there, God was still loving him. But when he came back, he was accepted still. He was lost and dead. Now he's alive.
Oh, hallelujah. That's how great God love is. God's love is greater. Amen, brother. Yes, we pray against that in the name of Jesus. Anybody else have anything to pray and ask about? It's definitely, man, I mean, there's so much. And definitely I think it's more important to be praying for people and people's souls, or, I mean, the people's spirit, and to be born again. That's so important. Individually, I think the nations, it's been pretty well, they're done for based on the word of God and what they're doing and the kind of things they're doing, the evil they're doing, and turning against Israel. Not a good place. Not a good place, because they will be dealt with, because that's God's promise, and that's his word about the covenant he has with the Jewish people. But even greater than that is rejecting his son. That's going to bring the end of this world. That's for sure. Compared to what God has done and what he did and what his son did in faith, and you reject him and you turn to the one that's going to lead you to hell, that's not a good thing. I pray that many do not. I really do. I pray they're waking up, not being awoke or whatever, woke, but truly alert and awake what God is doing, not what the world's doing. All right. Well, hallelujah. And we was praying for Sis Jeanette, and she's doing better. We continue to pray for her. How about Logan and who else? You're still praying for Logan for healing, and the other your other niece, I think you said, Sis Jeanette. Yeah, I thought I wrote it down. But anyway, praise God. We're praying for your family. And pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brooklyn, thank you. Thank you, sis. I thought I wrote it down, but I got it now. Okay, sis. Father, we thank you. Granddaughter. Okay, granddaughter and your grandson, Logan. Amen. Father, we thank you and praise you. We pray now, and we thank you for the improvement that you have brought upon your daughter, Jeanette. But we pray now for Logan and her granddaughter, Brooklyn. We pray for healing in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, you would intervene and pray against this, any kind of affliction or disease in the name of Jesus, anything that is of this world, Lord, and that you're able to heal it because you're greater. And we pray that you would open their lungs and clear out the mucus in the name of Jesus. We thank you and honor you, Lord. Father, we continue to pray and thank you for all you're doing. Continue to pray for Sis Connie and her husband. We pray for reconciliation, and that he would bring forth generosity and kindness and mercy, the kind of character from you. He would be humbled before you, Lord, and understand he needs you. Lord God, we pray for still for Zach, for needs healing, and her, and his wife, April, Sis Brenda's daughter, for healing in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would touch them and that they would trust you and not all the people of whatever this fallen world. Lord, that you have the answers and that you are the way, the truth, and you are their healer. Father, we pray against the spirit of pharmacia. We pray against witchcraft. We pray against the Jezebel spirit in the name of Jesus. Anything that would try to control people and not coming to you and trusting you and understand they need you. I pray, Lord, you put it upon them hearts, their hearts to seek you, to know you, find you, and seek you, and find you, and know you, like we have in our life, and that they need you to have life. We pray against these spirits and tell you to go in Jesus' name by the power of the name of Jesus and the shed blood of Christ and by the mighty Holy Spirit. We thank you and honor you, Lord. We pray for Miss Dixie's granddaughter. And pray for healing and comfort for her. And we continue to pray for Kevin and Don and this trial they're having with this car. Give him wisdom. Give him patience. And let it come together as it should, Lord, and guidance. And help him with this car. And provide for him. And we thank you and honor you. And thank you for everything tonight, Lord, understanding how much we need to be seeking you in the days we live in. That by your word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can, and that we need to, in the days that we are.
that these days that we need you so much, as we look and watch for your glorious coming, Lord, the blessed hope and the rescue and the taking home of the church and bride before you will bring forth the judgment for all who reject you. We pray that many would come to know you now, Lord. We truly do. And we thank you again, Lord, and give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, sis, that you want to come and finish up tonight, glory to God, that what you have, the Lord has put on your heart, and that we'll give him glory and praise as we're finishing up tonight, and we thank him and glorify the Lord that we need him. We need him. Praise his name. Hallelujah. And I tell y'all again that I will not be here next Friday night because I have to go out of town for graduation. We need to be there to support the grand kids, okay? So I'm telling you now, I'm going to tell and remind Brother Telvi, but he'll have probably a archive from mine or something else, but I got to be there for the grandkids. We got to support them, right? Amen?
Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
All right. Bless you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bless you too, brother.
Amen.
Know him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor forever. Be blessing and glory and honor forever. Raise your hand. Him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. When you sit on the throne and unto the Lamb. When you sit on the throne and unto the Lamb. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Be blessing and glory in honor and power forever. Now unto him, the King, everlasting, immortal, invisible, incorruptible, to the one and only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be honor, blessing, glory, power, majesty, dominion, authority, before all time, now and forevermore. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey. Amen. Why don't you just take us right up on into the throne room? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can feel this. When you said raise your hands, I can feel the, I can still feel the presence of the Lord. His presence, the glory, the heat, the presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And I can see the
Lord
is touching, healing you, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank God. I thank God for you, sis, and I would just ask you for y'all's prayers and stuff as we, it's not a real far travel, but it'll be traveling and dealing with family and everything, and probably that
same week I'll be preaching
Sunday on Exodus 20, as far as I know, is about the golden calf and the Ten Commandments of Almighty God. So,
amen. Okay. I will not forget. I will. Is it live?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that because you're looking at a man that's going to be doing it all because, Sister Brenda, another thing I need to ask you about, after she does this graduation, she's going down to Houston to be part of the after party, graduation party of her niece. So she's going to be gone. My pastor's going to be gone, him and his family, to go see his sister graduate, and my associate pastor's on call at his work, so I'm going to be flying with the Lord solo. So y'all be praying.
Amen. The Lord is with you. The Lord
Amen.
Before
Amen.
You.
And the Lord will make a way, I know, and I'm excited. It was, you know, very interesting for the first time that I've ever, you know, really preached in a physical place, but I mean, like a regular church. I've been out on the street and did, you know, street ministry and stuff, but this first time the Lord made a way that I was able. It's amazing. And
Amen.
I'm grateful. So praise God.
Brother, you'll be preacher in the pulpit.
Amen.
You will be
Amen.
Preaching
Amen.
In the pulpit.
Yes. Yes, sis. And I thank you for your prayers and your encouragement. And I thank God for each one of y'all. And we send our love and prayers your way. And, soon and very soon, we're going to go see the King.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
All right.
Good night, all.
Thank you again for serving the Lord in this tremendous worship and praise, and God put his hand upon you so you could be in this part of worship and praise, because I'd be gone next week. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good night, all.
Good night to you, too. Bye-bye. Amen. Well, bless you. Bless you, Sis Connie. I did send, and Brother Andrew, and Sis Connie, I did send you a friend request, the name you gave me. And you should get a friend request from me now. And hopefully you can see the that service that I did. I'm not going to, I don't think I can handle doing the service and doing the streaming, whatever, all. I'm just going to be probably, and I won't stream that one. But anyway, praise God. I thank God for each one of you, and may the Lord bless you and watch over you, that he will bring refreshing and strengthening and anointing. And I think he's pouring out tremendously in these days that we have endurance and we are sustained. And the Lord is the one who has saved us. He is the one who can keep us, and he will take us home. Because one of the words I've been seeing a lot, and I give you encouragement, is rescue. I've seen a lot from songs or other scriptures I'm reading or things I'm reading about rescue. And that's what the Lord's going to do. He's going to come and take us home and rescue us out of this place. Hallelujah. Well, bless each one. We thank God for each one of you, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, and Relius. And we would it'd be cool if you would get your free account at Blog Talk and you come in and be part of this service. But it's okay if you just want to listen. We thank God for you being here, and we send the prayers to you too. And we send our love and prayers to each one of you, and I'm very grateful for each of y'all. And praise God. Just keep looking up, because the Lord's coming. He really is. And hallelujah, that's going to be a wonderful day, the day of the resurrection rapture, the day of redemption. Well, we're going to get new resurrected and glorified bodies. Hallelujah forever. Amen. All right. Bless each one. And I say shalom and good night to y'all. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. I didn't say that. Huh. Why'd that come up?